Live Updates: Trump Holds Montana Rally. By Tony Lee on October 18, 2018. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening campaign rally in Missoula, Montana, home of the Grizzlies, for GOP Senate candidate Matt Rosendale, who is in a tight race against Senator John Tester, D-Mount. This will be Trump's third visit to Big Sky Country. Trump will visit Arizona on Friday and travel to Nevada for a Saturday morning rally. Trump will then headline a Texas rally on Monday. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:45 p.m., Trump stressing the importance of electing more Republicans in the fall. 9:37 p.m., Trump claims he probably won the 2016 because of women. I think we probably won because of women. Sorry, men. He wonders what women want. Says they want real security and economic security. They don't want to have criminals all over the place. He says women want great families and want to raise great families and want great education for their family and their kids. He says he can provide that and not Democrats. 9:33 p.m., Trump, on Pocahontas. He says he said he had more Indian blood in me than she does and I have none. And I was right. But the only good thing she did. I can't call her Pocahontas anymore. Trump says she can't call her Pocahontas because she has such little Indian blood and then says he will continue to call her Pocahontas to show that she is a phony. 9:30 p.m., Trump now says Ronnie Jackson may not have been qualified to run the VA but would have done a fantastic and great job. 9:27 p.m., Trump, after mocking Spartacus, says he doesn't want a mediocre Democrat so hard that they don't make it to the general. He's now mocking sleepy Joe Biden. Trump says if he and Biden ever fought, he'd take Biden down faster than John Forte could. 9:25 p.m., Trump, again going back to Kavanaugh, blast the big con job on Kavanaugh. I don't think he was expecting that, Trump says. He now mocks Feinstein, she leaked. 9:20 p.m., Trump, talking about trade, says we're not going to have companies leaving the United States anymore. Trump says Rosendale is a really successful guy, really respected by everybody, and adds that he's going to be a great senator for you. Trump points out that Tester has a D rating from the NRA, voted for liberal Obama judges who want to take away your Second Amendment, is against enhanced vetting, and is for sanctuary cities. Trump says, we're in Montana. How can you have a D rating from the NRA and get votes? 9:17 p.m., Trump says on immigration, Tester can be described with two words, open borders. He mentions that Tester voted against Kate's law. 9:14 p.m., Trump wonders if Democrats can really not care about tax cuts, crime, and the military. Is that some way to get elected? How do you do that? Trump says Tester says one thing to voters and always does the opposite. In Washington, he talks like he's from Montana. And then votes like Nancy Pelosi. Trump says Tester is supported by radical donors who don't care about and don't know anything about Montana. Trump hammering Tester for voting against the tax cuts after Rosendale brought up judges and Obamacare. 9:08 p.m., Trump now introduces Rosendale. Great buy. Big success. Highly respected, Trump says of Rosendale. 9:06 p.m., they just don't want to give us a victory. Trump says of Democrats who supported the wall in 2006 and oppose it now. Israel has a wall. Trump says the caravan is more proof that the wall is necessary. 9:04 p.m., Trump says he would want to wrestle John Forte and then says, any guy that can do a body slam. He's my guy. Trump says when he heard that John Forte had body slammed a left-wing reporter, Trump says he thought it would actually help John Forte win his race. 9:02 p.m., Trump says Democrats have become too dangerous to be trusted with power. He wonders how the hell Montana elected Tester. Trump then praises Senator Daines and Rep. John Forte. 9 p.m., Trump says Democrats will take away healthcare and open up borders to drugs. He says Democrats are the party of crime and nobody's even challenged it. 8:59 p.m., Trump, Democrats produce mobs. Republicans produce jobs. Trump now commenting about Montana's beautiful big sky. 8:57 p.m., Trump says Tester has been disgraceful and says it's going to be fighting. Fighting even if Democrats just win the House. She knows how to make me happy, Trump says to a supporter after she comments about how much she loves his hair. Trump says the media are not joking about his hair and wondering if it's real anymore. 8:53 p.m., Trump mocks the geniuses and pundits who have done such a great job in their Trump prognostications. He now talks about the late Charles Krauthammer hating on him. He treated you better than he treated me, and then commenting that there has never been a presidential field like the one Trump bested in 2016. Trump then talks about the media saying Melania's hat they said was representing colonization and ignoring all of the positive aspects of Melania's Africa trip. She was cool, Trump says of Melania after yesterday's plane incident. You think it's easy for her to be first lady? Not so easy, Trump says. Trump also talks about hearing I love you from a female. Says it's usually men screaming that at him, not his type. 8:47 p.m., Trump on his perfect presidential election batting average. We're one for one and it's going to be two for two, and that's going to be it, Trump says. He says 8 years is all the time he needs to make America great again and mocks the media for saying that Trump wants to serve more than two terms. 8:44 p.m., Trump mocks people for saying it's obstruction when he fights back. He says he fights back harder and wins. 8:43 p.m., Trump now mocking the paid protesters who are paid by someone like Soros. He calls Democrats the radical resistance. Trump says the protesters got signs from the finest printers in D.C. They weren't made in the basement. There are a lot of rigged things going on in this country, Trump says. Just ask Bernie Sanders. You think things are rigged, Bernie? 8:41 p.m., Trump blasts catch and release. Says there are hardened criminals coming in that America has to take in. You think those people are perfect? They're not perfect, Trump says. He says there are just not enough judges. Trump says I have caused the problem because I have created such an incredible economy that everybody wants to come in. So they're all pouring in or trying to. 8:39 p.m., Trump says Democrats wanted that caravan and says there are some that say the migrant caravan just didn't happen. Trump thanks the Mexican government for its help and hopes they can stop the caravan before it even reaches Mexico. As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border, if necessary, Trump says. Trump adds that the crazy Democrats figure everybody coming in is going to vote Democrats and refuse to fix our horrible, old-fashioned, and loophole-ridden immigration laws. 8:38 p.m., Trump, this will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. Trump blasts Democrats for not giving him the laws to solve America's open borders crisis. 8:36 p.m., crowd cheers after Trump talks about swearing in Brett Kavanaugh. And those Democrats treated him badly. That was an unfair deal, Trump says as the crowd boos. Trump says the Democrats were on a heartless and disgraceful and terrible campaign of personal and political destruction. Trump says what Democrats did to Kavanaugh will not be soon forgotten. 8:30 p.m., Trump now getting ready to speak in beautiful Big Sky Country. I love these hangars, Trump says. He says he doesn't have to turn so many people away when he campaigns at hangars. Trump reminiscing about 2016 and says time flies when he is doing a good job. Trump says Montanans will send Rosendale to the Senate in 19 days to protect jobs, the Second Amendment, which is under siege. I wouldn't want to be the one to walk into your house and say, "Give me that gun," Trump says. 8:15 p.m., another jam-packed crowd waiting for Trump along with a few left-wing protesters.